Today, the third of this week's stories from the WNYC Radio Rookies. Teenagers are hitting puberty at ever younger ages, and some say they're having sex as early as 12. 15-year-old Carmen Mojica is troubled by this.
Ladies and gentlemen, I have an announcement. Prepare yourselves. I am a virgin.
Virgin sighted. Fire at will.
That's what I heard when I took a quiz called the sex test on a humorous website called thespark.com. Why would being a virgin be alarming? Well, let's just start with the year I was born, 1985, just after Madonna dedicated an album to all the virgins of the world. Looking closely at the cover of a CD case, I don't think she was advertising chastity. That little belt buckle she wears over her bridal gown says, boy toy. That's just a little fishy, just a little. And now that I'm in my teens, who's following in Madonna's footsteps? Hit me, baby, one more time. Hit you with what, Britney Spears? I tried to get an interview with Miss Pop Princess herself to see if she could better clarify her song and that schoolgirl outfit she wears in the video with the skirt all the way up to heaven and a teeny school blouse that shows off a black sports bra.
Hello, I'm calling again. I called on Friday and nobody was there. I sent a fax.
I never heard back.
I think this would be really good publicity for Britney Spears.
I'm not bitter.
A lot of teenagers, they watch her.
Sex is everywhere on television. There's a show on MTV called Undressed. Every storyline starts out with a couple and a problem. Then the problem gets solved, and then they start taking off their clothes, and everyone knows what comes next.
That show's funny.
That's my friend Chris. He goes to my church.
Funny in a stupid funny way, or funny as in funny, just plain funny?
Funny as it makes sex look like fun.
I guess sex looks like fun to a lot of young people these days.
I first had sex when I was 15.
I first had sex when I was 13.
Out of 20 people I surveyed in my neighborhood, 5 said they were virgins, and 15 said they were not.
When did you first have sex, or are you a virgin?
What kind of question was that? Hold up.
9 said they did it between the ages of 13 and 17.
Around what age do you think people are losing their virginity?
The real age is 13, really. You'll be surprised, right? You'll be surprised. There's a lot of young girls out there already lost their virginity.
3 said they did it when they were under 12.
What do you think about virginity?
It's all right, I guess.
That's Chris again.
What if you really, really like that person? Do you think it's still okay?
I'll be honest with you about Chris.
Be honest.
I get butterflies every time I see him. For the record, I'm not obsessed with him. But now that we've established the fact that he's the hottest thing since hot pants, I will admit that I pick specific clothing when I know I'm going to go see Chris.
All right, my case scenario.
While we were walking to school one day, I asked one of my best friends, Angie, what she thinks about getting guys to notice you with what you wear.
I like this guy.
All right.
But he likes this other girl, right?
Oh.
Do you think it would be okay for me to like present myself sexually to him?
I don't think you have to.
But what if you wanted to get somebody's attention?
Well, immediate effect is, you know, dressing sexy, of course. But to get like their trust, their friendship is normally on personality.
I think I started buying sexier clothes around the same time I got my period. That was also when I started watching racier movies. At the same time, we were just starting sex education at school. I go to Catholic school. That means uniforms. And not the kind in Britney Spears' music video. Catholic school is all about abstinence. There, sex is a beautiful thing. Sister Ancilla, who teaches religion, says more teens are having sex nowadays because it's accepted. But she wants her students to think hard about the choices they make.
My hope is that when they are in an unemotional atmosphere, that they are making decisions within themselves that will help them to resist the temptations and the pressures to experiment sexually.
My mom's been telling me since 7th grade that sex is for married couples. Hey mom, you don't think I listen to you at all? How do you think my little sister Stephanie knows what she knows?
Right now, anything that's on your mind, say it right now.
Not really, just stay a virgin and, you know, don't do anything stupid until you're married.
But sometimes it seems like the nuns and the moms are up against dazzling visuals, flashy colors, catchy tunes, Pretty Woman, and cute boys. My sister's only 12 years old. She's already watching music videos.
Oh, Jay-Z's touching a girl and then, you know, filling up on her and, you know, eventually gonna have sex. So then I should do it too, because then I'll be cool and then I'll fit in. And then that's not true.
I'm not a downright prude. Why do I feel like it's not okay for me to believe in virginity without feeling like I'm uncool? Why isn't there a show called The Morning After about the teenager who's dropping out of school because she's embarrassed about being pregnant, or the one who discovers she has some freaky disease, or even the ones who walk away from sex regretting the whole thing?
Would you have waited if you could do it all over again?
Yeah, I would.
I probably would, yeah.
I wouldn't wait till I was married, but I would wait.
But I wouldn't have had sex when I did.
Sister Ancilla.
Unfortunately, we live in a society where people want to make choices with no consequences.
Consequences. While I was doing this story, I bought a new pair of tight jeans. Then I started thinking about it. Can you be sexy without sex? Am I saying one thing and doing another? I want to be attractive, but I struggle with a constant fear that if I do get a boyfriend, I'll lose him because he'll want to have sex and I won't. Listen to one of Chris's friends, Carlos.
The guys don't count when it comes to the thought of virginity, because unless they were raised in a certain way, it's all about how much they just want it.
But looking cute and looking suggestive are two different things. My mom doesn't have a problem with my jeans. It's not like I'm walking around with a boy toy buckle. I really am proud to be a virgin. It's all part of being a strong young lady. And I dedicate this story to all the virgins of the world. For WNYC, I'm rookie reporter Carmen Mojica.